We ask for His presence and the Holy Spirit to be with us. And so, 2 or 3 minutes, of will return there again. Now, the Lawako, we are going to get a minute to money, you're going to be good at the Mahoya. Take 2 or 3 minutes going before the Almighty God. Thank you.
Mwenyezi Mungu umekuwa baba yetu na Mungu wetu. Baba wetu wa mbinguni kuanzia asubuhi mpaka wakati huu tunazo wingi wa shukrani. Maana yale ambayo umetutendea Bwana hakuna yeyote angeweza kututendea. Wingi wetu tumesafiri na magari na tukaja mahali hapa. Na ili Bwana wetu wa mbinguni tukasikia wasia wako Bwana. Tufungua mioyo yetu baba wetu wa mbinguni tukiomba ya kwamba neno lako likawe na mwanya. Katika mioyo yetu baba wetu wa mbinguni, ukanene nasi na ukatuinue Mwenyezi Mungu. Bariki mzee ambaye ameingia mahali hapa, bariki mama ambaye ameingia mahali hapa, mwanalika ambaye ameingia mahali hapa Bwana, kutana na moyo wake na mambo ambayo Bwana ungependa tusikie Bwana, tukaweze kuyachukua kwa makanisa letu. Naomba Mwenyezi Mungu ukawe nasi, anza nasi Mwenyezi Mungu na ukatubariki. Baba wetu wa mbinguni, tuombea wanenaji Bwana ukawainue, yale ambayo umekuja naye Bwana yakawe na manufaa katika mioyo yetu. Na Baba, tutakapoona tamati na kila kitu tunakusifu na tunasema ni asante. Bariki organizers, bariki yeyote amefanya jambo, pia sisi Bwana utuongoze. Ombi letu ni ya kwamba Mungu ukawe nasi kila kitu katika hali zote, katika jina la Baba na Mwana na Roho Mtakatifu tuomba na kuamini.
Basi tunashukuru tena kwa sababu ya Ivocus tunatumia kipindi Kiswahili na Kiingereza ili tuhakikishe kwamba wageni wetu hawajafurahi sana. Kwa hivyo tutajaribu sana to make sure we begin to understand what we are talking, so we're going to use kind of 3 languages. Na sema ya tatu kwa nyinyi mfika na wale wanaendelea kujiandikisha pale, na we hope that they will be able to all of us start a whole program about support na emphasis ambayo itakuwa introduced by the main speaker ambaye atatuelezea whatever gonna be able to happen. Lakini najua sote hapa wageni, hata mimi ni mgeni hapa, lakini kuna wenyeji. Najua wenyeji hata kama nilikuja hapa mapema wakaniambia mambo na mengine iko, tunaweza kuwa tumebadilika kutoka jana na leo. Kwa hivyo nitauliza chairman kwa ajili sisi na Roko ili tafadhali akuje atukaribishe katika mkutano wa leo na atupe jiografi kidogo. Asante.
Yeah, asante mchungaji.
Praise God.
Nampenda Yesu kama mwokozi wangu. I thank God for this time that God has given us so that we may be granted and joined in it. We have our speakers and we thank everyone that has aligned to this place so that we can continue praising God and even listening from Him. Let us to God. Oh, I think that you are sensitive. Yeah, I wanted to welcome you, our guests, and we are happy that you have come. Thank you, Reverend George, for this generous gesture, bringing people to help us with this knowledge and what God has put in their heart. So I want to talk about the geography of this place. We have some washes down there. That side towards the school is for women, our ladies. While this side facing the compound is for all men, so we are going to use those rooms. Also, this side we have a toilet up there, one that also can be used. Now, you get how we can do back out, Rogiro, how do you want to go on? I can't get it. You get your CLCS. What do you want to be young in how? So, maybe you are on medication or something else like that, and maybe you need help. You can go to that area where we are using our kitchen and ask for some help.
Yeah.
kwa programu ya screen yino. Akogo turaho ati kaide go kwisute iya de kaide shuote tuko tuabira go tulome tulite tulie shuria na ne tuko ya no rosowa ku ya no rosowa ku adika shuria uko wena kilo yo leda ku adika ugia da mashokie tuko ya na kono kadini kamo hodi na tuwa besa umbozi ne waki ya nige na tuwe no rosowa go shoka niria na kogo nide yo muno before I'm trying to talk whatever is in house. And the in-house, I don't want you to get it, which is okay. So it's a with honor. I got to first ask the bishop sitting here, we get to know him, he kind of woke up us again. He's a bit more than me, so we kind of get to know a little bit about him. And I know people are still coming. I don't know whether we can have only one person there. He kind of gets to know who we direct our team. Maybe only the main one person, then kind of we get to know who we are. And so it's a great honor. I'll bring them here.
God is good and all the time. Yeah, that is his nature. I want to thank God for this time. First, I want to give my apologies for coming in, but I want to say that I'm thankful to God for this opportunity that He has given us in the church. And I'm really encouraged by the attendance. The time when we were doing the invitations and extending our invitations to our leaders, we were not very sure how the turnout would be this being a Monday, a beginning of the week. Normally, Mondays are not very good days for meetings. And also for conferences and seminars, but we thank God. So our visitors, this is very unusual. Very unusual, and this is God's dream. This is an indication that God is with us. And He is with us in this. And He's the one who has made it possible for us to be here. My name is Samuel Bogo. I'm a minister with the Africa and the Church Kenya. Serving in AIC Central Area, and I thank God for His gift of salvation. That is the one thing that I'm thankful to God for very much, because I know that it's out of His grace, out of His goodness, through faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for me, that I have become His son and a co-heir of His kingdom with Christ Jesus. Praise God. I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of us to this seminar. We are looking forward to having a good time together, time of fellowship, time of learning from one another, because I believe all of us are servants of the Lord. We have unique gifts and been blessed differently. And God can use each and every one of us to build His church. And more importantly, build one another's faith, the ones who are here. I don't want to take a lot of time, but I think, as a pastor, it is not very good, you know, to be given a chance to
say hi to people
and live without without sharing even a word, just one.
Before our facility take over.
About what Reverend John is talking about,
the official communication will be coming. But I can confirm that what is there, see, that is what is there, and we have accepted it as God's will for us and for the whole church. What we are asking for and we desire from you is a lot of prayer that God may guide us and be with us. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11, and this verse. We have confirmed that we are together, and don't mind about Gandhi. These people are, they understand, and we believe that God is going to bless our time together. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. I don't want to talk about the context of this verse much, but you know that Paul is talking about the last days, and he's encouraging the believers to build each other's faith through encouragement, through prayers and fellowship. And this verse in particular encourages me, and I believe it's going to be an encouragement to you. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We are here to build each other up. We are here to admonish one another. We are here to remind ourselves of God's will for us and for our lives. A servant of the Lord, we cannot be able to make it in our ministries. We cannot be able to succeed in our various ministries God has entrusted to us in the church unless we trust in God, and also we believe in each other, and also encourage each other as we move forward, as we continue with this ministry. We need each other. We need to hold hands, because without fellowship, without unity of purpose, we cannot be able to move. So, even as we start this journey that we are going to walk together in the next 3 days, let us remember that I cannot be able to stand by myself. We need to encourage each other, build one another, a faith through His word, of course, and through the experiences that we have gone through in this life, in our faith, and in our service that God has given us to us. So, I want to say that this is a very important opportunity for us as a church, and we feel much blessed. And we are honored. Our visitors, thank you for your kindness, which you have demonstrated by traveling all the way from those far places to this place to come and share with us what God has entrusted you with and what God has given unto you. We expect, our hope is that this time you are going to spend here, you will be a sight
that is going to cause, you know, change
in our life,
and even change our perspective of the ministry that God has entrusted to us. Let me say that this conference has come at the right time. At the right time. Do you bear me witness? We just did our election late last year. Actually, it's the first year of this term of leadership. And so this is a good induction meeting. So I want to believe, even though I do not know yet what the theme of the conference is, so we have shared a bit with the judge, I believe that it's going to serve in some way that has been to be natural for us this year. So thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless us all, and welcome.
Thank you so much. I'll give you time to come in, kind of say your name, and then we get going. Get going, that's not where we are going. We're going to start doing what we came here to do. So, you said that. So, do you have Regina here? Regina. So, you can give us your name.
We came, we wanted to work on various projects in this area.
community.
But now Mabasa has had a change within his mission. We still want to help in this community. But now we want to focus on the churches. We want to get to know you all.
Nimekwenda kumumenya makiria togoka makali ya conference magadi nimekwenda kugodeka urata na nigeza kukuro kuinodulekika.
We believe a strong, healthy church
metigetia te kanisa wenda hiya
can change this country.
Niopatarezi okoro visesia muonere ona bururi wewode.
So that's why we're here.
Na nikio tuibuku.
And so, as we were thinking about this conference, it's many subjects that we could have chosen.
There's
a lot of important things to talk about. We could talk about the qualifications of a pastor. But after much prayer and much time with the Holy Spirit, we believe at the first conference that we should teach on the heart of a pastor and
leader.
It tells us in Matthew 22. Verse 36. The one man asked, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God. All these two commandments depend on the law and the prophets. These two commandments summarize the Ten Commandments. The first four Ten Commandments. It talks about loving God. The last six commandments. For us to be led by the Spirit, we must have a regenerate heart. The Bible talks about the heart. It tells us in Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence. For from it, the flows of life. If our hearts are not right,
It was a group in the New Testament called the Pharisees and Sadducees. They knew so much head knowledge. But their heart was so far away from the Lord. So this
tongue
here.
The
conference here,
these
3 days. We want to evaluate our hearts. If our hearts are not right, may we lay out before the Lord.
May
we give
Him
our hearts. And may the Lord restore us. May the Lord restore us. So this conference, we're
going
to be walking through
the Beatitudes. And let me read Beatitudes. It says in Matthew chapter 5, starting verse 1. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he had sat down, the disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth. And he talked the same. Blessed are the poor in spirit. For
theirs
is the kingdom of
heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn. For they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger. And thirst. For righteousness. For they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful. For they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted. For righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. These Beatitudes, it's no way you can keep them apart from the Holy Spirit. Indicate a true believer. And that's what we're going to be teaching. Amen. Mother,
you're
going to
be
good.
Okay, praise God. Let's pray. My dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning for the gift you have taken as well. We thank you for the visitors who brought us, who are going to be with us for the 3 days. We pray that you are going to beg us and make us understand and give whatever you have brought us to us. This minute we have a cup of tea we would like to take. Lord, we bless it as we partake it, and we pray that you remember even those who don't have, so that they also glorify and honor your name. So as we partake it, we praise and glorify the Holy Name. This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and be believed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.